والخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان.
Welcome to this episode of Ramadan Reminders. I'm Yusuf Estes, reminding myself and all of you about the importance, the beauty, and the benefits of Shah Ramadan, the month of fasting. One of the things that we should think about is a beauty of Islam, and that is feeling. How do I feel in this beautiful month? We learn from Islam that this is the month that the Quran was sent down, and that's a very important thing to consider. We learn about something called Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. And then we also learn about something else. We learn about our inside, our hearts. Because Allah opens everything up in this month, almost like you open a flower up to be able to drink in the sun's warmth. Because what does Allah do? He actually makes everything easier for us. He chains up the devil. He makes it very difficult for the devil to do any of his normal things. We know as Muslims the devil doesn't have power, but he does come to us with whispering in our ear, constantly telling us, do this, do that, bad things, you know, get angry at this guy, get angry with her, hit somebody, do something bad. Who's doing this? You know who. Huh? But now he's chained up. Now, some of our brothers told me one time, well, even in Ramadan, sometimes I still have bad thoughts. I still see some bad things happening in Ramadan. I said, okay, did Allah say that He chained up the devil or that He killed the devil? He's not dead. He's not asleep. He's limited, much more limited than usual. So when the sun goes down at the very beginning of the month of Ramadan, and it starts, until the sun goes down on the last night of Ramadan, when it ends, in that period, the devil really is restricted. He's limited, chained up. He doesn't have as much influence. Influence he can have, but never power. And so this means less waswas, or whispering in your ear. It means less temptation. So that's why any time of the year, a person who is being tempted with physical things, the Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, taught us to fast. One example was for the young men who didn't have wives, and they were concerned because all of us know about the emotions, the feelings inside of us, the physical feelings that we have for the member of the opposite sex when we're young, coming into puberty. So what do we do? And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, taught his followers in that time, fast, fast, fast. Stay away from food and drink. You might say, well, how would that be a benefit? Because when you're fasting, any time of the year, Allah restricts what the devil does to you. Because Allah loves the faster. Allah loves it so much that this is a reward, a benefit coming to you and I that only Allah knows. The benefits for fasting, we don't have these all spelled out like we do some of the other things in Islam. For instance, in Hajj, we know benefits of Hajj. Well, this is like somebody was just born again. All the sins are forgiven. But what about the benefits that we get from this month of Ramadan? And one of the things we're seeing right now is a big benefit, that it's easier for us to do good deeds and easier to stay away from the bad deeds. That's important to me and you. I love this opportunity. I like it when that devil is chained up. I like it when he's restricted and he's limited. Feels a lot better. More availability of good deeds in front of me and less chance of getting into the bad. That's a real good thing to think about. And the feeling that I get in that month. Oh, we could go on and on, but guess what? We're coming to a close for this episode of Ramadan Reminders. And with that, it's important for me to remind us about our website. We have the website called Ramadan Reminders. That's www.ramadanreminders.com, where you see replays of these same programs and learn more about the benefits, the beauties, and obligations of the month of Ramadan. Until next time, peace. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. من نور أشرق والهدى